Okay, our next guest wanted to do something new and different when his six-year-old son had a day off school last week, and they certainly did something different. Joe Welch took Joey to the Everglades to go canoeing, where Joey was attacked by an alligator. Mr. Welch is in Pompano Beach, Florida. He's on the line to tell us the rest of the story. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're at a concession stand. You're next to a canal. Your six-year-old son goes over to the water. He falls in. That happens. But what did you see when you looked over to see your son falling into the water?
Well, I heard the splash, and then I heard this screaming. And so I immediately ran over to the water's edge to see what was happening. And I could see that this gator had his right arm completely in his mouth. And it was very hard to even process it. But I immediately just ran into the water. It was about waist deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood behind my son. And with my left arm, I wrapped my arm around his chest. And with my right hand, I was banging as hard as I could on the head of this alligator. Because, you know, I knew that the gator wanted to pull him into the deeper water.
Yeah.
But the gator just he was not releasing, and it wasn't when I was hitting him on the head. It was as if I was hitting a cinder block because the gator didn't even flinch at all.
Well, let's talk about that. You could have tried to pull your son away into the shallower water, but I guess you don't want to get in tug of war with an alligator with your son's arm in the middle.
Right, and that was my concern, that the gate is going to, if I do that, the gate is going to rip my son's arm right off.
So you beat on the alligator. You're in a boxing match now. How did you get the alligator to back down?
Well, finally what happened is, you know, I almost broke my hand hitting this thing, and there was another customer there who was there to rent a canoe. He had, when he saw what was happening, he ran over, and he was, you know, screaming at me to try to pull my son out of the water, and so I did. And as I was doing that, as I was pulling away from the gator, the gator was still attached to my son's arm, so he was coming up out of the water at
mm-hmm.
the same time, and which exposed the underbelly of the gator, such that this guy was able to kick as hard as he could, three or four really good shots in the underbelly of the gator while I'm punching it in the head. And then finally, the gator released.
Oh, that's amazing. So it got to the soft underbelly of the
yes.
creature, and that did the job.
Exactly.
So that gator got away, I trust.
Well, no, he was trapped.
Okay.
He was trapped, and he was caught, and he was measured at 8 feet in length.
8 feet in length. Now, how is your son?
He is fine. And, you know, kids are so resilient. I mean, you would never even know that anything happened, and that's one of the many miracles that occurred that day.
Wait. You're saying he doesn't even have a bite mark?
Oh, no, he does have... Oh, yeah, no, he did. I thought you meant emotionally.
Okay.
No, he does have cuts and scrapes and bruises all the way from his shoulder blade down to his wrist.
Oh, and what a story to tell at school, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he's a little bit of a celebrity at school right now.
Well, Mr. Welch, congratulations on the successful end of that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Joe Welch is in Pompano Beach, Florida, and he and another man wrestled an alligator in order to save Mr. Welch's six-year-old son while they were canoeing in the Everglades.